Hello, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast, the show where we provide organizing tips and solutions so you can get organized, simplify your life, and create more time so you can do the things you love to do. I am your host, Kathy McEwen, and myself and my team help those with clutter clear their clutter, get organized, and pack and unpack. We help organize homes and offices and also help organize moves. So you ready? Let's get organized. Hi, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast. I'm your host, Kathy McEwen, and today we are chatting about clutter-free gift ideas. And if you're listening right now, that means that you are considering giving clutter-free gifts, and that makes me so happy because we are often ending up with so much stuff. And sometimes it's because people gift us too many items, right? So if you end up getting a lot of gifts, then we end up with a lot of stuff. So we're going to talk about how we can give gifts to people without it causing any clutter. But before I get started, I just wanted to ask if you're interested in gaining access to my free masterclass on the three important steps to decluttering and organizing your home. You can sign up for it now and take it whenever you want. Like whenever you have time, you can watch it. It's free. If you want access to that masterclass, go to kathymcewen.com/3-steps. That's Kathy with a K-A-T-H-Y. McEwen is McEwan.com/3-steps. And as I mentioned, there's no cost to you. If you want to get started on your home organizing journey, then this masterclass is for you. Okay, so let's go back to having so much stuff. I have had clients where one of their parents, it's usually the mom, but you know what? It could be the dad as well. And they always showed up to my clients' homes with a lot of stuff for them, bags of stuff that they would give to my clients. And these items were often bought at a low cost, or sometimes mom got them, you know, from a free local free group, you know, those free Facebook groups or those free groups where they get things, items for free. So it didn't cost the mom much money. And in return, she would gift those to my clients, but then I would show up and there would be bags of stuff sometimes. And the problem with this is that the moms, and I know dads can do this too, but in my case, it was moms. They, you know, feel good giving them gifts. They feel good giving their kids gifts or their children, or even though they're adult children a lot of the times, but they still feel really good giving them those gifts. And the problem with that is that a lot of times my clients didn't tell their parents that they didn't want the stuff. They felt guilty about it and they didn't want to hurt their feelings. So they ended up with so much stuff. Or they would mention it to them. You know what? You know, I have enough. You don't need to bring me anymore. And that didn't stop their mom from bringing it. So they would still bring those items for them. And they ended up with a lot of stuff that they have to go through and decide if they want to keep them or not. And they didn't need it. So that's one situation where I found my clients ended up with too much stuff. And not sure if you can relate to that. Also, I have seen children get so many gifts for their birthdays and Christmas. And, you know, if the more people you invite to your child's birthday party, the more gifts they're going to get, right? So if you have a party with 20 kids, they're going to bring 20 gifts. So that's 20 gifts that your child is going to get, plus whatever you give them. So what's happening is we end up with so much stuff. We really, really do. And also, parents often buy a lot of toys and books for their kids, especially when they're on sale. So, you know, hey, why not? It's on sale. I might as well grab these items for my kids. They're a good deal. Why not get them? But this leads to the children having way too much stuff. And you know what? I'm sure you've heard me say this before if you've listened to some of my episodes, but kids would rather have more space in their home to play than have so many toys. They really do. They'd rather have more space, less toys. Consider giving them an experience they actually will love. And remember, because from my experiences, kids often remember the experiences more than they do the toys. So they're not always going to remember the 100 toys that they have, but they're going to remember the experiences they have. So And I have seen my clients get bags and bags of stuff from friends whose children have outgrown the items as well. You know, so you may have friends that have kids before you, and next thing you know, they're giving you gifts, or not gifts, but well, I guess it's gifts, bags of stuff that they're giving to you that they don't want in their home anymore because their kids don't use it or they're outgrown it. And so you get those, but then, which is great, right? Because now you don't have to buy that stuff. That's great. It's always nice to be given things, but sometimes it's just too much because I've seen people that have been given bags and bags and bags of stuff, and they haven't got the space for it. Sometimes I've seen people give things to my clients, and my clients' kids are two, and they're giving things that are size 10 or like are for 10-year-olds. So they have to keep that for a very long time if they're going to keep it. So it takes up space for years. So that's one thing to think about. And what about yard sales? You can often find a bunch of treasures in yard sales, but sometimes we end up with way too many treasures, right? And what about that family member or friend that has everything? They don't need anything else, but we still end up buying them something for their birthdays or just because we want to give them a gift. And then they end up with more stuff, but they already have everything they could possibly need. So why do we keep gifting them more stuff? So consider giving a clutter-free gift to those who already have a lot of stuff or to someone who you find is hard to shop for. There's no point in buying a gift if you're going to contribute to adding more stuff to someone's home and that person already has a lot of items and doesn't need anything. So you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that why do we give things to people who already have a lot? Because we feel obligated to give them a gift, right? There's so many clutter-free gift ideas. That's what I'm going to go into right now that you can give them that's not going to add clutter to their home. All right. So here are 21 free gift ideas that you can gift to somebody. And these are pretty good. These are pretty darn awesome gifts that you can give them. All right. So number one is a homemade meal or baked goods. Everybody loves to have a homemade meal, right? It's one less meal for you to have to make. So that's maybe something you can give to somebody. Number two is their favorite beverage. So it could be a bottle of wine, it could be butter liquor if they drink liquor, alcohol, or it could be tea or coffee or hot chocolate, whatever it is. But you know, maybe their favorite beverage would be a good gift to give them. A gift card to their favorite restaurant. And you know, that's always nice because sometimes people don't go out to the restaurants all the time because it adds up. It's getting more and more expensive to eat out nowadays. So having a gift card to their favorite restaurant is always a plus. But I have to tell you what happened to me when I gave mine to my parents for their I don't remember what I gave it to them for. Maybe it was Christmas gift. I don't remember now, but I gave them a gift card to a local restaurant that I know they hadn't tried yet, and I had, and it was very good. And lo and behold, I think it was 2 days after I gave them the gift certificate, the restaurant closed. I was like, what? No. So be sure that, you know, this is a chance you take anytime you give gift certificates, that if the store or the restaurant closes, that would suck. That doesn't happen too often, I don't think. It was just my luck. All right, so number four is tickets to a play, show, or movie, right? Because shows, movies, plays, those are always fun to go to, especially if that's something that you think your loved one would like or your friend as a gift. A night out to their favorite hotel. Maybe they could use some time away from the city, go out of town, stay at a nice hotel, and you can pay for that for them. That would be a nice gift. Concert tickets. Concert tickets, hey, that's a good one if you want to buy me a gift because they are going up in price. Like, I can't believe how expensive it is for concert tickets these days. Especially like me, I like to be in the front row or very close to the stage. I like to be, you know, in a good spot so I can see everything. And they're getting so expensive. Like, I just can't believe it. So, a gift as a concert ticket might be a good one as well. Number seven is a gift card to their favorite coffee shop. Number eight, a gift card to a bowling alley. Bowling alleys are always fun for adults or children. It's something different if it's not something you do very often. So it's, you know, a way to get out and have some fun. I used to take my kids to the bowling alley for their birthdays every year. We would go there so that we would have some fun bowling. Passes to amusement park or a water park is number nine. Number 10 is a gift card to miniature golf. So that's another thing that you can take them to. It's often fun at a miniature golf course. Number 11 is museum passes. Something that could be good for adults and children is going to your local museum. Number 12 is an Amazon gift card. So for that person who has everything, then give them a gift card. And I mean, I'm assuming if they're going to use the gift card, they're going to be bringing stuff in by buying something. So maybe that's not necessarily a clutter-free gift, but maybe they will buy something that they actually really need. So in that case, it would be okay. Number 13 is cash, check, or an e-transfer, right? Everybody could use some money. So sending cash, e-transfer, however you want to do it, a check, whatever, is always a nice bonus. And I think it gets to the point too, sometimes where you just don't know what to buy anymore. Like we have five kids, they have spouses. I have no idea what to buy them. So they ended, I spoke to them about that. I said, you know what? I feel bad always giving you money. And they said, that's what they like. So that's an idea. So that's number 13. Number 14 is a gift card to their favorite store. Number 15 is tickets to a sporting event. So whatever sport might be in your community, hockey, football, whatever it could be. Often that is something that people would enjoy. Number 16 is flowers. Hey, most people love flowers, especially women. Number 17 is music lessons. So that's something that definitely can give to somebody and it's not going to take up clutter. Number 18 is tickets to a zoo. Number 19 is tickets to zip lining or some kind of, you know, action filled adventure that you may be able to give to somebody. Number 20 is a hot air balloon ride. And number 21 is gift certificate to a spa. And that way they can have whatever they want at the spa, massage, get their nails done, have a facial, whatever it is. But that's another way of giving a gift that does not have clutter. So I'll just quickly go through these again very fast. Number one, homemade meal or baked goods. Number two is a favorite beverage. Number three is a gift card. Number four is tickets to a play. Number five is a night out to their favorite hotel. Six is concert tickets. Seven is a gift card to their favorite coffee shop. Number eight is a gift card to a bowling alley. Number nine is passes to amusement park or water park. Number 10 is a gift card to miniature golf. Number 11 is museum passes. Number 12, Amazon gift card. Number 13 is cash, check, or e-transfer. Number 14 is a gift card to their favorite store. Number 15, tickets to a sporting event. Number 16 is flowers. Number 17 is music lessons. And number 18, tickets to a zoo. Number 19 is tickets to zip lining. Number 20 is hot air balloon ride. And number 21 is a gift certificate to a spa. And these gifts sound pretty darn amazing, don't they? And they don't add any clutter. Woohoo! If you know of a clutter-free gift that I didn't mention, let me know. I will add it to my list. Oh, and a friendly reminder, if you want to join our free masterclass on three important steps to decluttering and organizing your home, it's one way for you to get started on your home organizing journey. Go to kathymcewan.com/3-steps. So it's kathymcewan.com/3-steps. Have a great week and I'll see you next time.